Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
As we can go right on down the line to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline, and we could talk to John Costco, Pro Football Focus. How you doing today?
I am doing great, Garrett. I'm just, watching all this frenzy that's going on in Brown's Twitter world.
Man, look, it would so happen to be that the Cleveland Browns get every single candidate on the board that they want. Everybody is in play. Everybody is in the dugout looking at the Cleveland Browns. And, man, we just can't seem to get her done. We can't, you know. I'll say this. Let me ask you this, because we'll start off with this. All the rest of these teams, right, you know, we look at Mike McCarthy, we look at, Daniel Snyder, and those guys are really big personalities, right, really huge personalities. They seem to have a different mindset when it comes to hiring coaches. Even they, you know, got their guy in, didn't let him leave, got it done. They're on to the next episode, so to speak. What do you think is going on? Why Jimmy Haslam is hung up on bringing in, the Brian Daboles, the bringing in some of these guys who, to be honest with you, me, John down the street, Susie, we know he's not getting that job. What is the purpose of bringing in all these different candidates when you could just get your guy to end and let's get it done?
Well, I think we have to look back at what Jimmy Haslam's done throughout the years of hiring coaches. You know, there's been times where he immediately thought he had his guy and went after him and got him in Hugh Jackson. We all know how that played out. Where, you know, in 2014, you know, if you listen to a Michael Lombardi podcast from, I think, a couple weeks ago, he talked about how they actually interviewed Josh McDaniels, while the time that they went to, when they ended up on Pettin, or I think it was either Chud or Pettin, I can't remember, but they interviewed him. They thought, hey, we have our guy, but they wanted to let the process play out. They went and interviewed somebody else, and then Josh McDaniels pulled his name out of the hat at that time. So both times, you know, where they let the process play out, but didn't really have a good plan of attack. It failed then. They went after their guy. It failed then. So right now they're trying to at least, hey, we identified candidates that we think are strong for whatever reason, and they wanted to make sure that they interviewed them all before making a decision. They didn't want to rush to any decision. And obviously, if Josh McDaniels is the favorite, I know that that's been rumored out there for weeks. He was last, and he was only yesterday. So it's not something that where, you know, they've let this whole process play out, and then if they interview that guy and immediately hire him, then what was the purpose of the whole process and making sure that, hey, you're comfortable with us, we're comfortable with you, and then making sure that this process plays out. I don't have any fault with how or problem with how they've handled this whole situation, mainly because you want to be sure, because you've blown this so many times in a row now that you have to be sure on who the right guy is. And by interviewing other candidates, you might come across somebody that goes, man, this guy has all the, you know, the qualities that we're looking for and then some, as opposed to, this is a gut feeling I have in this guy because I interviewed him, 5 years ago and I liked him then. So I think it's fine in terms of how they're doing it. And really, I don't think it matters in terms of other teams have already hired their coaches. They can essentially pick from all the guys they've already, interviewed. And it really does seem like they've actually, probably made their decision. And we should probably get that sometime today.
When you look at the situation with Dee Podesta around the league, there's been reports that, maybe the head coach may have to come out and sit down and maybe, week to week or before, Dee Podesta's team may come out with, analytics and sit down with the head coach and talk about specifically what the run pass mix maybe should be given the personnel on the team or the roster, or what are the strengths as far as each player, maybe player attributes, should we be running the ball, should we be throwing the ball, what type of throws is our quarterback best at, what type of defense should we be running. When it comes to those type of analytics decisions, how much of that goes on in the league? Is that prevalent? And do head coaches and coaching staffs do that more than the fans may know with analytics teams and front offices?
They absolutely do. And it obviously depends on teams. Some teams are much more advanced in that, and they have a better support staff and analytics team to be able to provide that information for the coaches. But it's essentially something that coaches have always done throughout the history of the NFL since they've been studying film, and they have quality control coaches, which are basically doing things where they're charting every single play and they're doing the data crunching on their own. Now they just have a team that's much more, that's a schooled in doing those types of things. So they can start their work week faster and get more done and get to a lot more of the game prep rather than, hey, we're doing some self-scout stuff here. So yes, that goes on and it varies on each team. You know, at PFF, we are, every single NFL team is a client of ours, and we obviously interact with each team, and it just varies on how much it is between each team. And I know that the Browns have one of the best analytics staffs, so do the Cowboys. And it just really kind of depends on the coach on how much they are able to take in versus how much they reject of it.
When talking to John Costco of Pro Football Focus on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline, you talk about it, those guys working together in perspective with the Josh McDaniels. Josh McDaniels obviously is a guy who has a very, strong personality. When he has run his organization or running offense, how was that run in New England? It seems like they have a different setup. Specifically, how was that setup with his staff in the front office, with the offensive coordinator staff in New England? Belichick obviously is the head coach, and everything really kind of runs through him. There's been a lot made of how will McDaniels work specifically with Dee Podesta. Do you have any insight as to what Josh McDaniels setup was in New England and how that could possibly translate to Cleveland?
Yeah, we never know for sure. I try to gather as much information about that type of stuff as I can, but if I'm not in the building, so I'm never obviously privy to everything. And obviously with Bill Belichick and his staff, they keep things under pretty tight wraps. But I do know that, in terms of the structure, Bill Belichick obviously is the face of that franchise outside of Tom Brady. And everything runs through him. But, if you look at press conferences, interviews, and whatnot, Josh McDaniels is pretty much 95% that offense is his, and then Bill will come in there with 5%, hey, maybe make these types of tweaks. So the offensive side of the ball, it was basically Josh McDaniels was the head coach of the offense, and he ran it, and it was, he had a lot of the great ideas that the Patriots have had over the years. They run the Urhart Perkins system there, and that obviously is a complicated system, but it does things to get able to get wide receivers open. If he's the guy, I'd expect to have a Bill Belichick like system in place here, but it's going to be with McDaniel's own twist on it because he's not Bill Belichick. And I think from his time in Denver to now, he should have learned, hey, I can't just try to be Bill Belichick. I've got to be myself. And so he'll come to Cleveland and he recognizes the things that he did wrong in Denver, and he would come to Cleveland and take on less ownership of a lot of the things that he was trying to take ownership in Denver. So I think it would be, the organization would still run through Josh McDaniels, but he would be delegating a lot of the responsibilities of the non-football aspects of the organization to other people, and even to a GM that he would bring in. He would allow that person to do the evaluating of players and collect talent for him so he could just coach.
When you look at it, and we talk about different candidates like Stefanski, There's been made a little bit of the situation with, you know, what his offense is and what he's able to do in Minnesota and what his offensive type is. And a lot of people said he's coached a lot of different positions. They brought in Kubiak to run into, you know, the play action stuff with Kirk Cousins. What is the type of, you know, offensive signature, or so to speak, that, you know, we don't know very much about a guy like Stefanski? Would people be concerned that he doesn't have very much offensive play calling ability, or would you not have to worry about that because he would probably bring an offensive coordinator in anyway, or would he want to call plays, do you believe, in Cleveland?
Yeah, so obviously we, you know, from an outside perspective, like just like with any of these candidates, we don't know all that much about him. But for what I've been able to gather is that he is a smart, intelligent person. So you look at what he was able to do in Minnesota. So he brought, you know, obviously Mike Zimmer brought in Gary Kubiak to be the assistant to, you know, offense advisor, senior advisor there. But, you know, Stefanski was not a guy that ran that type of offense where Kubiak runs the wide zone, the stretch, the play action boots off that. They haven't done that in Minnesota. So he learned that system for Kubiak and for Kirk Cousins. It could have been a different system that he wanted to implement, but he's a guy that is multiple in what he knows and what he's called. But he is able to tailor his system to the players that he has on his team. Kirk Cousins is fantastic out of that, you know, play action boot type game. You obviously have Dalvin Cook, one of the best running backs in the NFL, with obviously two really good receivers and a tight end in Kyle Rudolph. So he was able to utilize his talent properly and recognize, hey, this is what my team is best at, and so they ran it. And one of the other things, too, that's great about him is that they had four new coaches that came in that had this, already knew the terminology of this system. He didn't know that system, and he knew a different terminology. And so instead of him forcing the other guys to learn his system, he learned their system to make it easier on them. And that's, I think, that shows leadership, in my opinion. And I don't think it really matters, you know, if we know he's going to be calling plays in Cleveland, if he's the head coach or not. I think, you know, he's going to bring in an offensive coordinator and he's going to determine, hey, is this guy going to be strong enough to call plays? And I think he would empower that individual to do so. But, like, we don't know. And I think as a leader, he's shown in the past, like, hey, he can be multiple, he can be flexible, he knows how to listen to his staff and his players to put them in the positions to succeed. So I think that's a big draw with him. Despite the limited experience as an offensive coordinator, he has been an assistant under the head coach for a number of years when under Brad Childress, and he's been through multiple different regimes there. So he's an individual that has a lot of high qualities, even though the experience isn't what you'd expect it just, and also thinking that he's only been on one team, but he's been under four different regimes. He was actually in Philadelphia for one season when Andy Reid was there. So he has a plethora of knowledge and learned from multiple different coaches. And I think he's not going to bring in one certain type of system. He's going to tailor that to the players that he has.
Talking to John Costco on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Transitioning really quickly to the NFL playoff picture right now. We got Vikings and 49ers. What are you looking for from that game? I guess it's going to be – I don't expect this game to be a high-scoring ordeal. I think it's going to be hard-hitting. I think it's going to be defensive matchup. What are your thoughts on that game, and what are you looking for in the 49ers versus Vikings?
Yeah, this is going to be a close game, and a lot of it's going to be dependent upon the injuries, because obviously Adam Thielen had to have stitches on his ankle this week from, I assume, a cleat. He got cleated in practice. You have on the back end for the Vikings, they have a couple of injuries in their secondary. So I think what's going to happen is, you know, if those guys are all healthy and they can play, it'll be obviously a defensive battle, because both these teams have really good defenses. And our metrics, the 49ers have the third best defense in the NFL, Vikings the fifth. And even the offensive side of the ball, it's still pretty close. Vikings actually have the third best offense, and the 49ers have a 10th in terms of our numbers. So we still have the 49ers favored. They are at home. It is extremely difficult for a road team in the division round to win, because they have to travel 2 weeks in a row, and especially for the Vikings coming off a short week. But this is going to be a game where you're going to be see pretty similar schemes in terms of what they run with that wide zone play action boot. If the 49ers can get Jimmy Garoppolo clean from pressure, because that Vikings defense, that front four is one of the best, especially with Danielle Hunter and Everson Griffin. If he can stay clean, he's going to find George Kittle down the field with Emmanuel Sanders and Deebo Samuel on the outside. So I think that would be a really good matchup. We still think the 49ers are going to win it, but the 7-point spread is probably a bit much, and we think that the Vikings might cover that.
In about a minute, Ravens, Titans, what are your thoughts in that game? I think the running game is going to be big on that. What do you got in that game?
Yeah, we think the Ravens are going to win. I think that the Titans can keep it close because of they do have a really good offense. They actually have the number one offense in most recent weeks, since Tannehill took over that. But I think the Ravens just have too much firepower to be able to for the Titans to hang on. And the Titans' defense is not as good as advertised. So we like the Ravens in that.
All right, we'll talk next week. Hopefully we'll have a coach by then, and we'll talk a little bit about these playoffs again and see where we land from there. Appreciate you.
Always a pleasure, Garrett.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.